So thank you for inviting me to Slovenia for World No Tobacco Day. I'm very privileged to be here and share with you my experiences in tobacco taxation that I acquired by talking to many different governments in the world. I would like to congratulate Slovenia on having a very progressive tobacco control policies, particularly the recent law on plain packaging has been welcomed by many, many European countries. But in terms of tobacco taxation, I think Slovenia is lagging behind a little bit. The prices of cigarettes in Slovenia are still quite affordable. And in fact, comparing Slovenia's prices with other prices in Europe, I can see Slovenia being at the lower tail of the spectrum. And prices here are actually cheaper than in most Central and European countries when it is adjusted for purchasing power parity. Therefore, I think Slovenia can also increase its tobacco tax quite substantially. And we see it also because the industry is increasing its profit margin in Slovenia. Over the last 3 years, the industry increased its profit margin by 50%, and that gives a signal that this market can hold higher prices. So instead of industry getting it, government should be getting it. So increasing tax, for example, by 50% would be very good step for Slovenia to increase its prices, reduce consumption of cigarettes, and also increase revenue from tobacco products. In addition to that, I think there is a quite unfair difference between taxing cigarettes and roll your own tobacco. So if Slovenia wants to achieve parity or achieve more fairness in this product market, it should increase the taxes on roll your own cigarettes to the same level as cigarette taxes. And lastly, increasing cigarettes once is a very good and wonderful steps in reducing the harm of tobacco use. But in order to sustain that reduction, it's important to adjust the cigarette taxes for inflation and for income growth. Currently, Slovenia is has a very positive economic outlook with a positive growth, and that needs to be taken into account. So, increasing taxes regularly for inflation, adjusting them for inflation and for economic growth, would also sustain this gain in public health that a big tax increase would achieve.